this week in the office here, we were talking about Revelation and
the book of?
Definitely the book of Revelation. We were talking about eschatology, and I was just wondering what your view was of the chronology of the rapture and the tribulation.
I believe it's all going to happen. Yeah, no, not to dodge your question. I'm an historic premillennialist. I believe the most natural interpretation of Scripture is the millennium is an historical event. I think, again, that's also tied to the grand story of the Bible in that you have Christ reigning with his saints, you know, for that 1,000 years, which is a period of time in which the rightness of his reign exists as judgment upon the wrongness of human rule and misrule. I don't buy into, I'm not a dispensationalist, so I have a hard time imagining two different comings, and I think the Bible is pretty clear about warning the church about how to live in a time of tribulation, so I don't believe the church is out of, is taken away. Now, I'm not an anti-dispensationalist because I'm able to teach with them, witness with them, do missions with them, and I hire them. And so it's just a matter of trying to figure out exactly how that's going to work. We are not given, and Jesus himself says, for evidently God's own purposes, we are not given the answers to some of these things that that we might want to line out. You know, the Bible doesn't have a chart. And there's certain things that if we were kind of editing the Bible, we might wish were in there. And one of them would be a timeline and a chart. Same way the will of God. We're not given, you know, for our lives a chart. Instead, we've got to be faithful in every minute, believing that if we're faithful in the minute, that God will lead us in the right way the next. I think that's the way we have to look at eschatology. We are drawn towards the end because we're yearning for it. The most important thing about biblical eschatology is that we look at the world around us and we say, this is wrong and it has to be fixed. And we're not up to fixing it. Our justice is so imperfect. You know, sin, we have tumors, we have death, you know, everything. All of creation is groaning for a completion, a judgment, a fulfillment. And we should be yearning for that. But as we're yearning for it day by day, you know, we're going to have to watch the signs of the times. But the church hasn't been really adept at this. I mean, one of the problems is we have the intellectual embarrassment of the church of finding that there are people in the 19th century that sold everything and sat on top of the rooftops wearing white robes, believing that Jesus was coming, the Millerites, on a specific day in the 19th century. Well, that didn't happen. We've got popular Christian authors writing today who are still alive and still writing, who wrote books saying Jesus is coming back in 1974. Evidently not. So, and they're still writing books. That's the thing that gets me. I think if I wrote a book that said Jesus is coming in 1974 and he didn't come, I don't think I'd write another book in 1975, but nonetheless. I think we have a good intellectual warning here against trying to be more specific than the Scripture is. And instead trust and look forward. But I do believe that all those events are going to take place, and they're going to take place in a way that in retrospect, we're going to be able to look at it and say, well, now that makes sense. I see how that comes together. And that's the way it is for our lives, right? I mean, we look backward, we see the will of God. If I ask you right now, what's the will of God for you a year from now? You're not going to know. You can think there's a trajectory you're being called to in faithfulness, but in reality, we only know God's will in terms of our appreciation for it, knowledge of it, looking backwards. And at the end of history, we're going to look back and say, oh, that's what that was. And right in the midst, we just better be found faithful. Jesus actually speaks to that with a parable of the bridesmaids and their lamps, their candles. You know, you better be found being ready, looking forward to it. There's a wedding coming, but we don't know exactly when it's going to be here. And so we better be trimming our wicks, as it says there, just to make sure that we are ready at any given time.